Happy New Year, everybody. You're listening to the best of the Maggie Dawn Show. I know what the ladies.
What's up, Wisconsin and beyond? I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, and I am so privileged and humbled to have Senator Tammy Baldwin joining The Maggie Dawn Show. Yet again, we've had you a couple of times, Senator, and times have changed since the last we spoke, so it's really a privilege to have you back. Thank you for making time, Senator.
Thanks for having me.
Wonderful. I'm going to jump right in here because, boy, a huge vote went down recently on in vitro fertilization and trying to protect access for all families and Wisconsin families to that essential tool for building and growing our families. The vote failed. Yeah. This despite promises, empty promises, one might say, from the GOP candidate for president that this is something that should be done. Senator, I wanted to get your reaction to that vote, given your lifelong and certainly as long as I've known you as an elected official dating back to the House days and even local government, you've always been such a staunch supporter of reproductive freedoms. Tell me what that process was like and your reactions to where we stand today.
Yeah, so first of all, we all know someone who has struggled to start or grow their family. And in Wisconsin, over 170,000 women and couples have struggled with the issue of infertility. And, a lot of folks have suggested that people were being alarmist that there would be ever a question about access to in vitro fertilization and other comparable technologies. But frankly, after the Dobbs decision overturning Roe versus Wade, we're not being alarmist, we're being realistic. We see that this that access to in vitro fertilization is in jeopardy. We saw the Supreme Court of the state of Alabama make a ruling that halted IVF treatments in that state for a considerable period of time that has been reinstated. But we need to make sure that there is a national right to access infertility treatment of all sorts, including IVF. And it was very disappointing to see, by and large, Senate Republicans, except for two of them, voting against making sure that there is access to infertility treatment across the U.S. Especially disappointing, as you said in your question, because Donald Trump on the debate stage said that he was a leader in fertility, whatever that means. We expected that if that was his position, that he'd be trying to talk to some of these Republicans in the Senate and have them flip their votes.
Yeah, it is beyond an empty promise to hear Donald Trump talk about this. He could have whipped votes just as he killed the border bill.
That's right.
And he elected not to do so. When families in Wisconsin struggle, or American families struggle to access IVF because of these draconian restrictions that you have pointed out in states like Alabama, they have no one to thank but Donald Trump and possibly your opponent in this upcoming Senate election, Senator Baldwin. I shudder at the thought of another Republican taking a seat in the Senate. I think it's critical for Wisconsinites to vote for you and protect your seat in the Senate, if on this issue alone. There are many others. We'll get to a couple of those. But Senator, you recently released a new ad addressing reproductive freedoms. Of course, IVF is part of this broader discussion. Let's take a listen to your new ad, Senator.
I'm Tammy Baldwin. I approve this message.
We found out our baby had severe fetal abnormalities and that my life was at risk. But Wisconsin Republicans' extreme abortion ban forced us to leave the state to get the care that I needed. It was a nightmare. Eric Hovde pushed to end Roe v. Wade. And in the Senate, Hovde would give Mitch McConnell the majority to ban abortion nationwide. No exceptions for rape, incest, or the health of women like me. What is wrong with these guys?
That about says it all. It puts the face of families and women and their partners, right? This is about men too. And if they love and are married to women and are trying to plan families. Senator, what is your message to Wisconsin voters with this clear choice on the ballot here in the state for our senator's seat this November?
Well, the issue is about who decides. And Eric Hovde thinks politicians should decide women's health care. But I say women should decide women's health care. And so I'm leading the fight in the United States Senate to restore Roe by putting it into our national laws. I lead a bill called the Women's Health Protection Act, which would codify Roe and also take the additional and very necessary step of telling states like Wisconsin with its 1849 criminal abortion ban and Texas with its 6 weeks ban and Idaho with its penalties of leaving the state to get health care, that you can't pass all these laws at the state level that interfere with the rights and freedoms that are associated with Roe v. Wade.
It's absolutely essential. And I think, again, pointing out, if folks, if you're listening right now and access to IVF is important to you, if you know someone who has struggled with fertility, then I encourage you to read about Eric Hovde's positions on abortion and on IVF, because the choice in this issue could not be more stark. Senator, I also wanted to ask you a bit about your lifelong commitment to a fairer tax system. Every day on my show, I do a segment called Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money. And often we have millionaires coming on saying that millionaires and billionaires and our country's most profitable corporations should pay their fair share. And that means paying more. You have been a tireless advocate on this in preparation for our interview today. I literally have a stack of documents of all statements and legislation that you have proposed to make sure our economy works for the middle class. Again, on this issue, when I think of your record and your opponent, a rich out-of-state banker, it conjures up the old Monopoly guy in the top hat, right? It couldn't be more stark. Senator, I wanted to give you the opportunity to speak to our listeners and tell them about the work that you've done to make the tax code work for the middle class.
Yes, so absolutely. And when I think about taxes, I think about helping families who are struggling by lowering their taxes and making the big corporations and the super wealthy pay their fair share. And I've done that. I've voted to increase childcare tax credits, as well as the child tax credit, which is a distinct tax credit, because it's expensive to raise a family, to raise children, and to have extra dollars in your pocket to help pay for the diapers and for the childcare, which is extremely expensive. I have voted for what was the biggest family tax cut in generations during the pandemic, when we increased the child tax credit significantly. But I also voted to put a corporate minimum tax in place so that companies that you read about, like Amazon and Eli Lilly, who were paying zero in federal taxes, now at least have to pay a minimum corporate tax. And meanwhile, my opponent, Eric Hovde, is proposing, if he were elected, a new $4 trillion tax cut that would go to corporations and the wealthy, which is the last thing that Wisconsin or Wisconsinites need right now.
I also, Senator, wanted to give you an opportunity to speak on, there have been proposals for nationwide sales taxes, which we all understand is a regressive tax, which is a fancy word for this, making poor and middle class people pay for the tax breaks that accrue to billionaires, millionaires like your opponent, and tax cuts for corporations. Donald Trump is proposing his own effective sales tax that will again harm middle-class families. Your position on these sales taxes, on the Trump tax, has been consistent and unequivocally in the negative. Again, I'd like you to give you the opportunity to draw the distinction between your position and your opponent's.
Yeah, and let's just talk about the regressive nature of the sales tax, because, you know, some people think, oh, it's like a flat tax, everyone pays. But think of, if you're a multimillionaire, the percent of your income that goes to things that are charged with sales tax, like your groceries or, you know, it's a tiny, tiny percent of your overall income. But for a hardworking family, the products that they have to buy, I used groceries, but that was the wrong one to use because a lot of food items are tax-free, sales tax-free. But let's just look at, you know, things like getting new sneakers for the kids as the school year begins, getting school supplies, getting...
Those diapers,
right. that you're spending a much bigger percentage of your family's income on these things that are subject to sales tax. So by percent, it's much more of a regressive tax than, you know, the income tax and its progressive rates. Yeah. So we really can't hike up those things that have just a disproportionately negative and harmful impact on working families.
The way I like to say it, Senator, is if you're middle class and you get a paycheck, you're spending the bulk of your paycheck on stuff you need for your family. When you're a rich person, you're probably not even getting a paycheck. The bulk of your money is sitting in investments. You're not consuming a lot of goods, so you're going to pay much less of that sales tax. Sales tax, folks, the Trump tax, that's a tax on middle-class families. Last of all, Senator, when we spoke a few months back, Joe Biden, our president, was still top of the ticket. I will always have love and respect for Joe Biden, but I am thrilled to have the opportunity to elect Kamala Harris as the first female president of the United States. I wanted to get your reactions as just as a woman about this great moment, this great opportunity, this joy that we're all feeling in this political season.
Yeah, and as somebody who got to work side by side with Kamala Harris when she was Senator Kamala Harris, I've just seen how incredibly smart,
yes,
skilled. I saw her when she sat on the Judiciary Committee hold power to account. And with that prosecutorial approach to things. And then, of course, you know, continuing that relationship as she was serving as Vice President of the United States. And, you know, just like I lead the Women's Health Protection Act in the United States Senate, when the Dobbs decision came down, that was her, that was her assignment. She is going to be able to lead us in a way to restore the rights and freedoms that have been stripped away from half of America under Donald Trump's influence. And so I can't say how excited I am to see her at the top of the ticket, to see all the grassroots excitement across the state of Wisconsin. It is amazing.
I loved her on the Judiciary Committee as a lawyer, taking Bill Barr, Brett Kavanaugh, and putting them in knots. Go, Kamala. We will not go back. Thank you so much, Senator Baldwin.
Thank you. It is
always a privilege to talk with you. Good luck this November, and we hope to have you back before then.
All right. Sounds great.
Folks, that was Senator Tammy Baldwin. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.
You've been listening to the best of The Maggie Dawn Show. Learn more about the show and hear all of our past episodes at civicmedia.us/shows. I'll take you.